and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, good for you. I am too. The sun's shining. It's a little cool, but the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, and we'll maybe share this later on, but this has been the coldest March so far on record, so global warming hasn't got here yet.
Yeah. What I'm excited about today is here in the New York spot price after market, gold is up a dollar. So I'm so excited.
All right.
We had at least, hopefully it has found this bottom here at 1,288, and people are out there thinking, well, Melody, how can you get so excited for a dollar? And it's like, well, I can. And, you know, it's, like I said, it looks like we might be hitting a bottom here, and this is a good bottom to hit here. So hopefully it trends across here at 1,288 a little bit and until it reverses, but it is a good day. Gold up a dollar, 1,288.50. Silver up 4 pennies at $15.21. Platinum was up $2, 841. Palladium was down a little over 1%, about 1.5%, $1,519. The USDX today was up 20 cents at 96.83. Crude oil was down 4 pennies at 56.55. That's 56.55. And the paper markets, I'm sure, were higher today. Well, they're not, but the Dow was down 12 points, 25,807. The NASDAQ was down 1, 75.76. The S&P was down 3 at 27.89. So not much going on there. 10-year yield holding at 2.72%. And so, you know, it's just 2 days in a row. Tuesday sort of seemed like a Monday today as far as, you know, what we saw in the trading. So I just think all eyes are pretty much focused. I don't know what all eyes are focused on.
Who knows? I just want to say I noticed one thing, though, for sure. I noticed that when gas prices drop, crude oil drops, gas prices hang on to the high number for quite a while before they go down a penny. But if they go up 2 cents, prices go up almost immediately. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There was a couple of records coming out today. You have the U.S. credit card debt that closed 2018 at a record $870 billion, the largest amount ever as of December 2018. And this was according to data received from the Federal Reserve. Credit card balances rose by $26 billion from the prior quarter.
Almost $1 trillion right now. Not that far from $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nearly 480 million credit cards are now in circulation. That is up more than 100 million since hitting bottom after the recession 10 years ago. So at the end of last year, credit cards were the fourth largest portion of consumer debt in the U.S. after mortgage, student loans, and auto debt. But the quarterly increase in credit card debt was faster than any other category. Overall debt, $13.5 trillion. So, these numbers are really interesting. You know, when you see the, you know, how much they've increased in the numbers, but that's how people are living, and that's why.
Well, you know, along the same lines, U.S. farm debt soars to apocalyptic levels not seen since 1980s farm crisis. And it's amazing. I read the article here that, you know, what this really boils down to, I mean, all corporations are important. But I would like to think that farmers are really important because without them, a lot of our food supply is cut off. And that could make a difference. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, the farmers, are, their debt has risen to 1980 levels of $409 billion, up from $385 billion last year. 30% increase in 2013. That's a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, really, the farmers are hanging on by borrowing money that they don't think they can pay back. You know, they're trying to play the federal government, I guess, just borrow more and spend more. But it doesn't work that way for private citizens. And this ripple effect could affect a lot of us in a lot of different ways, of course, with higher food prices, especially if there's scarcity of food. So when the government got involved in farmer melody years ago, it started undercutting the free enterprise of food production, and it cost our farmers their position in the world of being the number one producer in the world, did it not?
Absolutely. You're correct. That is correct.
You know, that is so sad. It's just socialism at its best. After a while, give me a chance, I'm going to read an article about socialism in the U.K., a real story about what's happening in the U.K. But socialism only destroys the economy.
Right.
It does not help the economy. And people think because they're getting freebies, everything's fine until the money dries up and no more freebies coming in. Then what did they do? They don't know how to take care of themselves. A lot of them never held down an honest job. Someone like Bernie Sanders never had an honest job in his life. I mean, what are they going to do when the freebies dry up?
Well, you know, and part of all this is back to the credit, back to the debt by Americans. And there was one possible trouble spot, an age group is older Americans. They're beginning to see their credit card debt transition into delinquencies at an increasing pace. In particular, those in their 50s have seen the most rapid change and could be considered the most vulnerable should a change occur in their employment. An analysis of data compiled by Bloomberg on credit card asset-backed securities based on the cash flow stream of pooled credit card accounts found that the block issued in 2015 has the highest delinquency rate, exceeding 6%. So people who took out credit cards around August 2015 are now struggling. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, these are numbers that don't support increasing wages, tax returns, and I know a lot of you are out there saying, you know, you got to give this a chance. It's got to build. It's got to do this. Well, the numbers are telling us that it can't build. The numbers are telling us that it can't turn around. The numbers are telling us, the debt is telling us, that's what's keeping it from the opportunity of turning things around.
And so, that's history. That's history. You're saying this, numbers, but this has been in the past, has been history of in our nation, plus many nations around the world. This is the same numbers that they've seen worldwide. It can't turn around with these numbers. It's impossible.
It's impossible. So it's, I mean, you're talking, and you know, nobody cares. Have you heard anybody mention the debt ceiling on any of your mainstream media programs, even the financial news program? I don't think they whispered it. No one whispers the $22 plus trillion. No one whispers about the severe consequences that are coming because of this. And yet all they want to do is what? More and more spending? Forget the Green Deal. That's not ever going to happen. It's in their future. Eventually, it's going to become a little more relevant. And we'll talk about that when Butch talks about his socialism. But, I mean, again, we're looking at things that I don't, you know, it's, are people actually sitting there thinking that and waiting for something to happen and are willing to accept these losses?
Well, let me ask you a question, your opinion on something, because it ties in with what we're talking about. With this Green Deal and AOC and everything going on there, do you believe that people will be so turned off by the Democrats' moves here lately, not just with the economy, but also allowing babies to be killed after they're born and on, voting for it in the House and passing it? Do you think this may turn things in favor of the Republicans and Trump come 2020, next year?
No.
You don't think so?
And I'll tell you why. And I get this was a setup, and I guess this was staged. But I do question the thought process out there. This morning I was flipping through the news programs and I was flipping past CNN. And they had, looked like they had a panel of people on there, so I thought, I wonder what they're talking about. So I stopped, and they were talking, and these were all Democrats. There was probably 8-10 people. And they were the typical, and that's why I said I believe this was totally propaganda from this panel that they had of ordinary, supposedly, citizens, Democratic citizens. And they were talking about the election. They were talking about issues that were important to them. Now, again, I understand propaganda. I understand all this. But your normal guy out there doesn't understand this. And they were talking about the important issues. And, of course, it's all the ones that we talk about, that Medicare for everyone, gun control, all of these issues that I thought to myself, we're in trouble. We're not only financially, but if this is what the Democrats' platform is going to be, and it was climate control, it was, you know, gun control, it was, you know, as I mentioned, it was scary, Butch.
Well, do you not think that will turn people off to that, over with that extreme in some areas?
You don't know, because this is, you know, this is their propaganda that they're going to pitch.
Well, you know, I don't either. Of course, they even have a disgust in a way. It makes it kind of a, gives a credibility, which is really scary. You know, I mean, we discuss something. I mean, somebody's thinking about it, and it shouldn't be thought about, but it is.
It is.
So eventually, you're right. They will get where they want to go. I mean, read an article here.
Democrats are going to get elected.
Yeah, they are. They are. And you know who Kylie Jenner is? She's now the world's country's youngest billionaire. She has become a billionaire. And according to AOC, and we all know who she is, she said, "I do think that a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are still getting ringworm because they don't have access to public health is wrong." So the existence of billionaires, and I'm sure millionaires, is going to turn a lot of people off. And of course, Cortez now is going to be a millionaire because she's elected to the Congress, and she's going to have her own private jet and all these things. But it's okay, because that's who, you know, that's what they do as congressmen or senators. But right now, they don't like the billionaires, and one of the billionaires said they don't like the word billionaires. It should call them something else, billionaires. So we're seeing a move that to criminalize people who do well, although they've earned it. It's a class action move here that will eventually undermine the whole economy right down to the end of it. You know that.
Well, I mean, people get upset with me because it is a tax, and I do believe in an estate tax. I believe the estate taxes back in the 90s was bizarre. It did affect a lot of people. It did affect a lot of people who really weren't wealthy, and it did affect a lot of people where they did lose their farms and so forth. But over, you know, the early 2000s and so forth, they changed it. They upped the numbers to the, you know, and most of these, you get to a level of wealth where you plan, and you can pretty much set up various accounts and trusts and so forth in order to protect yourself against the estate tax and so forth and whatnot. Because they do get benefits. They do put back into the economy. They do create jobs. But they don't create jobs like they once did. They create more jobs overseas and so forth. But then they get our benefits, our tax reductions, our subsidies and so forth. I don't believe government should give subsidies to anybody. Period.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm what makes people mad, not businesses, not individuals.
No,
it's
no
not
one should
the
get
government's
subsidies.
Placed to feed anyone.
Yeah.
That's not what they were created for or therefore allowed to do. I know people get angry about this, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, I mean, let me just finish my point. And that's why they go after these billionaires, because they can't go after and say, we got to quit subsidies, because those people who receive the subsidies, guess who they buy off? Guess who lobby in Washington?
Sure.
So they'll just do a generalization of billionaires. It's absurd. But in the meantime, the normal guy on the street, the GDP guy out there, they don't know any better. So now all of a sudden they're beginning to hate. Yeah, get the billionaire. I mean, it's bizarre to see, Butch, how people
warfare.
Are being conditioned.
Yes, it is. It is. And it says it's taken a long time to do this, Melody. This started way back before you and I were thought of. It's taken them a long time to get the people to the point that they will accept these things. And now that we become a socialist nation, a socialist country is a nanny state that controls you from the womb to the tomb. Oh, they'll do things, maybe take care of you and keep you alive for a while until you outlive the usefulness. But that's what socialism is. And people become accustomed to it. It took them a long time, about 100 years, to get us the idea that we should look to the government to take care of us and subsidize us and feed us and clothe us and house us. And now they put near on us, and I don't care who you are, we're all being regulated because of greed of the people to accept these things, or ignorance, any way you want to put it. Either way, it destroys you.
It does. And so, again, it's how do we really fix these things?
Well, it'll take a lot of years of education to reverse the thought trend, and I don't see it happening.
I don't either. So we have to look, if we can't fix things, if we can't change things, the first thing they'd have to do is fix our monetary policy.
Yes.
So that's not going to happen until it collapses. And they're not going to do that until it has to be done. Until we're to the point of defaulting our debt is too great to be paid, so it's just a matter of time until we default. Does anybody know when that date is? No, we don't, but it's closer every day. In the meantime, where do we go from here? If we can't fix the problems, where do you think we're going to go from here? What is going to happen? And as I said earlier, Butch, it's just a matter of time till these Democrats get in there and they get the control of like the. But then again, we saw you have a Republican president and a Republican House and Senate, and they didn't get much done.
They didn't get anything. Yes, you're right.
Get one big deal done, just like Obama. What did he get done when he had the Democratic? He got Obamacare done, I think. I think that was both the Democrats and the whole ball of wax.
And thanks to the Republicans for doing that for him, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
McCain, cast a deciding vote on that. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want to recognize this, but we're going to end up like Venezuela. You know, as you probably know this, Venezuela's president, Maduro, is turning the convicts loose out of prison, arming them to fight the protesters. Now, I'm not making this up. This is actual news. They give them guns and their uniforms and say, go out in the streets and stop these protests. Now, this is in Venezuela, which isn't too far away from us. And already 25 people have been murdered and 100 injured, I say murdered, killed in protest. But they're actually arming the criminals. They're turning them loose to help boost his army to hold back the protest. Could that happen in America? Of course it could. And if it doesn't turn around, Melody, it's going to. It's going to.
Agree.
And it's scary. Okay. I don't care what anybody says. I don't look forward to that. It is scary. But civil war and unrest is imminent, and it's unchangeable if we don't do something quickly and drastically to get this turned around.
What we're going to do very quickly is go into a break right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I got little Butch here laughing during the break today. And he just can't stop.
Well, it was pretty doggone good, but I'm going to get into people what that was all about. Unless you want to call me the Thursday, I'll tell you what happened. But let me make mention tonight that at 8 o'clock tonight, I'll be doing the broadcast at 8 o'clock. Melody's grace and her help, I'm allowed back on the air again with Call Decision Ministries at 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Wednesday. So if you turn in to hear Financial Survival, it'll be me for three nights a week. So if you don't be, I know you're probably disappointed because Melody's out there, but I'm giving it a little break, and I'm trying to, you know, get back on the air myself, help some people out, bless them a little bit. But 8 o'clock tonight, I'll be there with you with our broadcast, and I have a guest tonight and discussing different topics. So tonight, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you tune in to 6115, and I'll be right there talking to you. Okay, Melody, I'll try to keep a straight face now. Go ahead.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Taking over the show. This is Financial Survival, ladies and gentlemen. No, actually, I was reading an email from a customer and how they went to their local financial advisor, and he put in parentheses, ha-ha. But they were talking about putting gold into an IRA, but they had to reschedule. And so it was kind of interesting. I was reading it, and so I didn't get a chance. So, Mario, if you're listening to the program now, I'll read it, and I'll share it with the listeners, part of it anyway, perhaps in the next day or two. So thank you for sending me your emails. And ladies and gentlemen, I love your emails. I get so many of them. I love them. And I love your questions. I love your you know, what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And I've heard this and I heard that. And you know, it helps when I hear from you. We get to share it with, you know, I get to share it with other people, with folks that are in the same boat as you are, as we all are. And we can correct the misinformation out there and really do the truth. Because I'll tell you, when it comes to gold and silver, I can't tell you how many bizarre things that I've heard over the years. And email me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com, or call me 800-375-4188. Visit the website dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And what's next, Butch?
By the way, you mentioned, of course, I'm going to go very quickly, gold and silver, and I've been talking to some people myself the last week or two, and telling about you, actually, and what I've learned from gold and silver experiences over the years, and all of it's been good. All of it's been good. I've never had one negative thing that I've learned from helping myself maintain some kind of financial stability by buying gold and silver. And all these years, and it's been 20 years, over 20 years, and folks, I've never had one regret. So I want to tell you that, and I'm 70 years old now, and I don't have time to make a lot more mistakes. So if you want to make something, prepare yourself for the future, you need to call Melody seriously. It's 800-375-4188. But I need to share an article here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, before I go, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. Michael Bloomberg will not run for president in 2020. He made a statement today. He says, "I am clear-eyed about the difficulty of winning the Democratic nomination in such a crowded field. Though Bloomberg will not run for president, he said he would expand his environmental philanthropy and announce the launch of a new project, Beyond Carbon. He described as a grassroots effort to begin moving America as quickly as possible away from oil and gas and towards 100% clean energy economy."
And Hillary said she's not going to run either. And
well,
two others, I think, have said the same
about,
thing.
I wasn't worried about her, but Bloomberg is a powerful man. He is a billionaire. And I couldn't understand why he would run as president. I think he would have given President Trump a run for his money. But I also know Michael Bloomberg spends millions and millions, if not billions, I don't think he spends billions, but he spends millions of dollars in campaigns, political campaigns across this country to get those who he views as good Democrats, I guess, to promote his agenda. So he can probably get more done by getting these people elected into office than what he could probably actually do being president. So he is, to me, I think he is a dangerous man. He reminds me of Soros, to the power and to how he can manipulate by, you know, behind the scenes. And I saw a brief video. It was on one of the programs, but he built a Bloomberg building in London. And I mean, the architecture is fascinating. I couldn't even imagine the cost of this building. And it's a financial building. Of course, we all know he has, you know, Bloomberg News and the financial markets and so forth. And I mean, they had desks that were situated and certain chairs that people would sit in to help with the flow of air throughout the building. And I'm thinking, say, what?
Wow.
Fascinating. And this was in London, not in America. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, that's quite, I have to say, that's innovative. I never, that one in my mind, that's,
oh,
that
the
works,
building.
Yes.
The building, they have like spiral staircases to go to the various floors for this particular, I mean, the stats on this building, if anybody gets a chance, I mean, not that I'm a fan of Bloomberg, but if you enjoy architecture like I do, it's fascinating. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Now, I do want to share an article of mine. Take a couple minutes here. I want to read it because it's very important. And what I'm going to read to you, folks, is 100% true. This actually happened. This is in the UK. This is the result of socialism in any society, which actually means communism and a nanny state that oversees everything that you say, and do. And right now, it's going to be even think. They now have cameras out watching you in stores that can tell you that can predict that you're going to steal something before you do. Just like a minority report. I'm not making it up. This is all real. But this article says, I'd like to read to you, please. They've already happened to various people across the United Kingdom, in which some people respect is leading to change the charged 21st century Big Brother authoritarianism. It's all real and it's all disturbing. To humanize it a little bit, we have pulled several true events together into a single story by the man we'll call George. George thinks he might stop by the community garden. His neighbors regularly gather there around a waist-deep inflatable pool they purchased to beat the summer heat. But when he remembers that the landlords ordered the pool removed, they were concerned that a burglar might inadvertently hurt himself while attempting to rob a home, so the pool needed to go. Instead, George figures he'll get a start on some errands. He hops in his work van and stops for a bite to eat on the way into town. George's meat lover's pizza arrives, it looks quite sparse and smaller than he remembers. Public Health England has new standards we're following, the man behind the counter explains. We cut the meat and reduce the size. It's to combat childhood obesity. Well, I'm not a child, George thinks, but politely keeps it to himself. George parks downtown and, still feeling a bit peckish, throws the away the empty pizza box in a trash bag in the back of his van. Now, folks, this is all true stuff. I'm not making it up. But before he can get his shopping started and remember the local council enforcement approaches, he knows the trash in the back of George's work van. Do you have a waste carrier's license to carry rubbish in a commercial vehicle? What? To throw out my lunch? I didn't toss out the window, did I? George received a 500-pound fine. Yes, in the UK, you need a license to have trash in your private property. By now, George is understandably feeling a bit peeved. And when he sees a sign that says police are conducting a facial recognition trial, he pulls his sweatshirt up over his face. Now, this part you heard on the news. But he hasn't gone 12 paces before the officers pull him aside. It says participation isn't mandatory, George protests. Awful suspicious to cover your face, the cop says. What do you have to hide? And he says, oh, pee off, George shouts. So the bobbies issue George a 90-pound public order fine for swearing. No, apparently you can't opt out of optional facial recognition or swear in the UK. Exasperated, George continues to the hardware store. He had to buy a hammer and nail so that he and his neighbors can build a barricade in front of their homes. There's a big festival coming in town. And last year, police failed to stop revelers from inflicting massive property damage on shops and homes, in addition to multiple stabbings and a number of acid attacks. At first, George thought the barriers were a bit overkill, but he could just get some pepper spray instead. But when he checked the official UK police resource website, George was appalled to read that the only full legal self-defense product at the moment is a rape alarm. So no pepper spray, too much liability. George arrives home, ready to build, but gets a knock on the door. It's a UK anti-terrorism police unit. They received a call from a concerned citizen who's seen the recent Life Has No Rewind Button commercials. The videos tell citizens to report any suspicious behavior because reporting suspicious behavior won't ruin lives, but it might save them. Just like in the commercial, the citizen crew concerned when he saw George buying a hammer. Citizens are told to report as on others who make purchases of weapons or other objects that could be used to cause harm. It takes George the better part of an hour to prove his innocence to the officers. By the time they leave, his tooth is aching again from all the stress. Whatever happened to that National Health Service request I made a year and a half ago, George thinks. He contacts the NHS to tell him to wait patiently. They tell him to wait patiently. He will be seen when the resources become available. But he's already waited a year, and he's losing patience. Who knows how much longer it'll take? So George clamps a pair of pliers around his tooth, and he yanks it clean out. Just another day in Socialist UK. Now, Melly, those are all true events. I'm not making any of this up. This is what a socialist state turns into. It's a nanny state. And absolutely will eventually control everything about you. Everything you do will be tracked and traced, monitored, improved, and prodded, and investigated. Should that concern us at all, Melody?
Well, I mean, usually whatever happens in the UK is just a matter of time before it happens over here. In fact,
absolutely.
I've shared this story with many on this program. I have a client that is a doctor, and he's from the UK. He practices here in the States, and when the Affordable Act came out, he says it's just like what they have over there.
There you go.
He says that it's one of the worst healthcare systems that he's ever dealt with. Probably the only one he's ever dealt with, but he says, you know, compared to, you know, so, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible healthcare system. And, you know, I heard this morning that healthcare should be a right, that Medicare should be, and it's like, no. I mean, where are we, you know, this talk? But what frightens me about this talk is there's a lot of people that are beginning to believe that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, a lot of millennials and younger are starting to believe that, and they're the next one up in charge, so to speak. Yes, they are.
But, and I think I said it before, the reason people fall to these various programs and systems and so forth is because they are being left out. You know, it is... You know, it's all part of the breaking down. It's you work and you don't get any, where do you get? You don't get further ahead. You get further behind.
You certainly don't know if it's taxed away from you, but again, and people that are earning don't want to earn any more because
the prices are becoming more and more expensive. Your wages aren't going up. You have inflation that's eating away all your wages. So, you know, you get to the point where you're about ready to listen to anything because you're so frustrated with the current system. And I think if there's anybody over 45, won't be the next president. The people in this country are looking for someone younger.
Yes, I can see the frustration. I understand the frustration. I don't share much on this, but you know, I've had times, and Marsh and I both had to really, really plan and work hard, even about the food to put on the table for our three sons growing up. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. It's just the way it was. And I understand people's frustrations. I do. I truly do. But
there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, that need medical care, and they can't get it.
You're right.
So they will need to listen.
And that's what's scary, because up until the government got involved and started getting involved with this, and even insurance companies started getting involved, healthcare prices were reasonable. The average person probably could afford to go see a doctor.
Yep.
But today, without insurance, you can't afford to go and say hi to them. It's $100 and some just walk in the office.
Yep.
Used to be, it was $5. I remember this growing up. It's $5 to go see a doctor. I remember that very well. And you go for a $5 office call to see a doctor. And he might prescribe a shot or a penicillin or whatever you needed, but it was $5. Now, when the insurance got involved and the other things got involved, the prices start going up. So private enterprise works well. But socialism always causes things to come up short and cost more in the long run.
So, again, it all comes back to our monetary policy, to gear this back to finances and where are you going to be. It all comes back to our finances, and it's not going to change. And the harder it is for people to get ahead, the harder it is the wages are not going to climb, and all the issues that we talk about here day in and day out. You know, it's not
every citizen. Every citizen can see you're telling the truth because they're living it.
Yeah.
They're
ready to reach out. I mean, we've reached out to two different sides. We reached out to the, you know, far left and the far... Whatever happened to... I was thinking this morning, when's the last time you heard the term conservative Christian? Or the Christian right? You don't hear that term anymore.
No, you don't.
You know, it used to be that Republicans at least stood for, or they at least pretended to stand for something. You know, we've accepted bad behavior just for thinking that it's going to get us out of our mess. We've given up our, it's okay. It's okay if people behave this way. It's okay. There's no accountability to no one anymore, Butch.
That's very true.
For what they do, and
why should there be? Why should there be? Because they'll take care of us in the long run anyway. Don't worry about it.
Eventually, yeah. And it's, you know, I just see it as clear as it's written on my hand. And it's it disturbs me. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me again. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Melanie, what you've been trying to do for years is get people to be self-sufficient, self-sustaining, have you not?
Yes.
You've been trying to do that. Well, looks like it may happen in Kentucky. You may have saw this, I don't know, but Kentucky sheriff struggles to provide law and order as county struggles with money. And this is really happening just next door to me. With only one other paid law enforcement officer on staff now to help Martin County Sheriff John Kirk monitor 231 square mile area day and night, the department is stretched to its limit. Now, this is in Inez, Kentucky. Before making a wave of cutbacks across his department, Martin County Sheriff John Kirk delivered a grim warning to residents of this hardscrabble Appalachian community. Now, folks, all of us need to pay attention to this. I don't care if you have police force or not. You better pay attention, because he's telling people what to do to prepare. He said, "Law enforcement, as we have known for the last 4 years, will not exist," he posted on Facebook last month. "We are broke." Now, pay attention. "Lock your doors, load your guns, and get a biting and barking dog. If the sheriff's office can't protect you, who will?" Now, folks, I want to tell you this, and the cops tell you this, it's not their job to protect you. It's just keep peace. It is your job. You're the first line of defense in any community, in any society. The citizens are the first line of defense for themselves and their neighbors. He said, "Lock your doors, load your guns, get a barking, biting dog, and get ready, because we can help you." Now, Melody, that should be common sense for anyone in this country. I don't care if you have the best law enforcement in the country. When you need a cop, they're at least 15, 20 minutes away, and you only got 3 seconds to make up your mind what to do, you're dead. Isn't that true?
That's true.
So this sheriff told him, I mean, Sheriff Kirk said, "Listen, protect yourself. We can't." What is wrong with that idea for everybody? What's wrong with the idea of Melly Seastrom having a gun in her home to protect her from somebody breaking in her home? You know, you can dial 911 and hold a phone in your hand and talk to the cops whether they're killing you. It'll be a little late time to get there. But with a .38 in your hand, and plus a phone, you got a little more of a chance to exist. So what's wrong with the idea of you being your first line of defense? What's wrong with that?
You know what's really wrong with it?
What's that?
And it's really not that we defend our, you know, we have the right to defend ourselves. That's not where I'm going. But it's really sad to think that we live in a time, and maybe the violence was always here. Maybe we were conditioned to some degree to think that it really wasn't. Maybe it was really covered up and we thought we lived in this little land of, you know, where there just wasn't real violence. Violence was just in a certain little area, you know, the south side of town or whatever part of the bad side of town, and, you know, we're all good and so forth. So has it really always been, has the violence always been here? But or has the violence truly increased to the point where it's disturbing?
I think I mean, can answer that with.
We're talking about. You hear people talk about hitting the streets and everything. Social unrest that's coming our way.
That's true.
And you hear that on mainstream media. I don't talk about it much because this is a financial program.
But you know, that's going to hurt people's finances for sure, is it not?
Well, that's just one of the symptoms that have gotten to based on the bad monetary decisions and policies that Washington has provided us since, you know, over 100 years ago. You know, the bankers, we blame governments, but you got to bring the bankers in and everybody else, their agenda, and everybody that's listening to this program knows everyone that I'm talking about, all the groups and so forth. I'm not going to name them all. But we are at that point in time, Butch.
We are. We are, truly.
Yeah. It's a very dangerous world that we live, and America is not immune to it.
No, America has fallen into it. Well, we've lost our moral foundation, and so there's no basis for anything to maintain peace other than force. And I know I'm talking about my age now. Back in the 50s, we never locked our doors at night, ever. We'd leave the house, and we didn't lock the doors when we went to visit somebody. Or we didn't do that. And yeah, we had guns. But a murder in West Virginia back in the 50s was so rare that it made the news for a week. Now it's almost every day. Drugs, of course, are almost non-existent. The worst thing children did back then is smoke cigarettes in the bathroom in school. Drugs were almost unheard of. Marijuana was the first thing on the scene. And now it's heroin and opioids and all kinds of things everywhere, all the time, constantly. West Virginia has become a hotbed for drug trafficking and drug manufacturing. It's a fact now. And of course, we're not the only one, obviously, but it's everywhere. And we lost all moral concepts of what's right and wrong. It makes a difference what you want to do. You do it because it feels good. Do it. Yes, we're in a dangerous situation, and yes, we live in a dangerous society. And I will say this complete with all my heart, and people, Melly's trying to tell you, and I am too. It's not going to get better. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse. You better prepare yourself financially, physically, every way possible, spiritually, above all. It's going to get worse. Financially, folks, you're going to see this nation, I believe, this year take some big hits. But it can't be far off. Melody, I don't mean to take over your broadcast, but it's so important. I feel your urgency. People have got to prepare for themselves. They have to note themselves. The government's not going to be there to help you when the bottom collapses. I mean, they're not going to be there, are they, when the bottom falls out?
No. They're going to be taking your retirement account.
Exactly.
That's not going to help you.
Exactly.
We've talked about the legislation coming out of 2008, like an annuity-type program. Hey, give us your money. We'll take care of it for you. We'll make sure you get a monthly check. You'll never, ever have to worry about your money again. You won't have to worry about outliving your money. We'll help you. After you see the stock market crash about 70%, yeah, okay, let's do it. I'll never have to worry about outliving my money. No, because they're going to kill you. They won't kill you, but they'll let you die.
They'll let you starve to death. No big deal.
Semantics, yeah.
Yes, it's no big deal. I mean, it's called population control. So, I mean, that's what they wanted for years. That's been written in their own documents. Not nothing I made up, you made up. That's what they want. Murdering babies is one of them. Wars another. Starvation is another. Big deal. It's population control. It works very well. The elite love it. That's where we are. And Melody, you're pleading your heart out.
And you know what? I talked to James Corbett. I think James Corbett, I don't know if we talked about it on the radio or if it was off air that we talked about it, but I had mentioned abortions to him. And you know, he said to me, he says, people around the world can't believe of our way of abortions here in this country.
Yes.
I mean, the rest of the world, but you don't hear anybody, even on the right, talk about the rest of the world and their views on abortion and everything. And I get it. There's a lot of places around the world where, you know, they don't care what happens to their people, and, you know, the women are going to do it in the back alleys and so forth, you know. So, but overall, he said that the thought of killing a baby full term, it doesn't go through their minds. It's non-existent. And yet here in this country, people clap, applaud.
An old preacher named John Wesley said this, that which we tolerate today, we will embrace tomorrow. Think about that. 50 years ago, murdering a baby at all in the womb, 60 years ago, was abhorrent. It would not be tolerated. And now murder them at full term, and maybe even after they're born, is starting to be accepted. It's only taken about 50 years to get there.
And, you know, I have talked to a lot of people who are you know, pro-choice. And I know I've talked to a lot of pro-life. They don't want government money, taxpayer money, going to these, like Planned Parenthood. It should be the state's responsibility, not the federal government. And, you know, I mean, if it's going to happen, and I know a lot say, well, if you do, I don't know, Butch, where do you, you know, do you help women that are going to do it anyway, and they're going to go in the back alley? And
well,
and so, I mean, well, I heard those stories when I was a kid.
I did, too. I'm going to answer straight up and down. Do you help a murderer breaking somebody's house to keep them safe while they murder somebody else? Of course not. Same thing with a mother. If she wants to murder somebody, that's on her head. She doesn't make it through it. That's her problem.
Right.
And that's the way it has to be. The one committing the murder has no right to live.
Right.
You know, that's the way it is. Wow, we got on some hot topics today, haven't we? We really have. But back to some financial news here. 2018, we had a record number of robots taking jobs. The most notable ones, as I said, come forth. The growth was in consumer goods, 48% increase. Plastics, 37% increase. Life sciences, 31%, and electronics, 22%. Robots are moving in and taking over jobs. It's amazing how this is working. 35,880 robots in 2018 moved in to take jobs. Almost 36,000. That's quite a statement, Melody.
It is.
You know, I mean, I don't know, maybe they move those people over to somebody else in a different position to keep the jobs. I don't know, but, you know, we're seeing more and more stores shutting down. Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret even Foot Lockers, even though they had a profitable year, shutting down stores. But 465 store closures in 48 hours. That is a lot of jobs going down the tubes. You're right. What are people going to do? They lose their benefits, they lose their paycheck. Where are they going to go? They're going to let somebody say, hey, come over here and I'll give you this freebie.
The next layoff season that we go through, it's not going to be like 2008 where jobs came back, because those jobs are going to be lost and they're going to be replaced by automation and technology. And we're beginning to hear more and more about these stores, just like you mentioned, the one store that was making a profit, but yet they're still closing down. You have Pepsi. They're restructuring. They had the biggest profit ever, and they're still restructuring. What does that mean? Automation.
I mean,
that's
job
what
loss.
It means. Technology.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
it means. Job loss. That's what it means. Less pensions. That's the true heart of it all. They don't want to pay the people all of these things that they promised them. Heck, why should they? You have a government. They're making promises to people that they're never going to pay. So why can't multinational corporations do the same thing? We're going to promise people we'll pay them, but we're really not.
But, you know, there might be an answer for us, Melody. I just read about a new business possibility that's opened up in cross country. They're called weed cafes. You read about that? I'm not making it up. I'm serious. Denver's first legal consumption lounge, the coffee joint, opened last year. Its co-owner, Rita Tashuk, and described it as a Starbucks on steroids. It costs $5 to enter if you plan to consume, though entrance is otherwise free. And while the shop itself can't sell cannabis, it's attached to a licensed dispensary. The space hosts video games and movie at night, single mixers, yoga, and industry events. So we can start a weed cafe right in Maryland or West Virginia. My goodness, it'll just be a matter of time until it's all legal. So there you go.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
It's happening.
It's happening. Well,
you know, we giggle and laugh, but it's really happening.
Yeah. And a lot of people say it's fine. It's
mm-hmm.
fine.
They do. Yeah. I certainly do. But just, I don't know, well, there's a pro and con of things. I have nothing against of the cannabis oil, whatever you want, this CBD oil, I understand what it can do, and I understand that hemp is not marijuana. I know all that. But we're talking about marijuana here, not hemp. There's a difference.
But you know what? Big it's difference. Just a matter. I was talking to someone who gets this medicinal oil. They go into the store, and it's just not. And I do believe if it's medicinal for purposes, it should be sold through a pharmacy. I mean, you get a prescription, they can give you the little oil, you go and be done with it just like you do your medications and so forth. But that's not what they're gearing up to do. I was told you go into these medical marijuana places, and they have the you know, googly bears, the jelly bears, or whatever they're called, and you know, they've got the fudge, they got the to me, it's the next step. I mean, if it was truly medicinal, why would you be selling brownies? Why would you be selling would you be selling all of these other products?
If they're made out of marijuana,
and be done with it.
If they're made out of marijuana, you're right. And the brownies and the little gummy bears are marijuana based, but the CBD oil is out of hemp. It's not marijuana, so there's a difference there.
I get that,
but you're right.
But they're selling it in the stores where people go for medicinal purposes.
Oh, I understand. I do understand that. But, you know, we're heading, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I see the point on one side with hemp and what it can do. And marijuana, though, is moving in. Yes.
I don't mean to sound hard, but God bless the people. I mean, I understand pain and I understand where they have to take it. And if it helps them, God bless you. You know, God did give us this thing for these types of ills and so forth. You know, but when we look at it as a society, I mean, why have we gotten
to
these ills? You've had doctors for years prescribing people medications, and now it's like, well, you've been on this medication for 20 years, so, hey, let's give you some hemp oil instead now. Let's get you off the... Excuse me? You know, I don't know. It's just... I don't have answers. I know gold and silver. I'm staying with this. I'm sticking to it.
There you go.
Yep, 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome. See you Thursday.
All righty, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.